Chanukah Dabayit. So Harabi Yitzchak Yosef brings regarding the issue of certain aspects of the halachot of the house, which is, let's imagine, officially speaking, a person, let's say, is allowed to put pictures in the house, even though that there are those who would argue and would say pictures also prohibited. But halacha is that basically the minhag ha'olam is that a picture which is not three-dimensional is not a problem at all. Even if it would be three-dimensional, let's say it would be like a statue, if it would be a complete face with all the features of the face and is a bullet, which means it is three-dimensional, then either if it is the complete face or the complete body would be a problem. But if it is a profile, which means part of the body, only half of the body is shown, the other part is not showing, or a person, let's say, is complete, but the hand is missing, or something like this, then even if it is three-dimensional, it would be allowed for a person to have. So, but the bottom line, the minhag ha'olam is, as we see today, that we do have pictures in our houses, and temunot of tzaddikim and gedolei Israel is highly, highly recommended. Because of the fact that there is a pasuk in Yeshaya Navi, that your eyes shall behold your teachers, which means it has an impact for a person to be able to be zoche to see the pictures of Gedolei Israel is going to have a major impact, being based on the fact that we see that the Gemara Masechet Sota says that according to one opinion, Yosef HaTzaddik ultimately after a year of being in Egypt was one time enticed by Eshet Potiphar to go to the house. So it says La'asod Melachto. What does it mean Melachto? According to one opinion, Mamash, he ultimately became convinced, being an 18-year-old young man, day in and day out was being influenced by Eshet Potiphar to sin, that finally, according to one version, that Mamash, he was convinced to do the Avera Rahman al-Islam. And finally, the one thing that caused him to be able to withdraw and pull away and pull aside and run away was the fact that the picture, the image of his father appeared to him on the window of the house of the Potiphar's house. So that, and then there is also that the image was talking to him, that you know that your name is amongst the 12 Shevatim, and later on there is going to be such an institution of a Kohen Gadol, and amongst the garments of the Kohen Gadol is going to be Choshen Mishpat and Ephod, and on the Ephod and the Choshen Mishpat there are stones, and each of the names of the Shevatim are going to be written there, and if it's a person is going to be Ro'e Zonot, a person is going to be Rahman al-Islam involved with a Zona, he cannot be part of the chosen nation, part of the holy nation. Your name is going to be missing amongst the Shevatim, so it's going to be out of the question. You cannot be there. You cannot be religious and do such averot. So therefore, this spoke to him, the image of his father, and the message that the image of the father had. So a person could be in Egypt, and his father could be in Eretz Israel, and he is thinking about his son, then automatically it's as if the son is next to him. He is thinking about his father also. There is a connection. So therefore there is such a thing for a person to be focused on Gedolei Israel. The pictures of Gedolei Israel are going to have a major, major impact upon him, upon his children. In the morning when they wake up, the pictures of what they see is not the sports figures and etc., the actors and actresses, the Rahmanistan, who are Ba'alei Avera, many of them. So just the opposite. You're talking about Gedolei Israel, the impact, the image of Yaakov Avinu was able to save his own son. So therefore, personally, a lot of times when it comes to today's day and age, to apply it to today's society, a lot of times it's very highly, highly conducive for a person to have as a screensaver in his computer pictures of Gedolei Israel. Mamash, that when you open your computer, before you enter in the internet, what do you see? Gadol with Rav Ovadia. You see a Gadol with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. You see Rav Shach. You see Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You see Gedol Israel, or Afilu the Kotel HaMaravi, before a person entered. See Kedusha. So Kedusha is going to influence the person that I cannot at the same time. I'm a Jew. Well, I'm going to do the same thing that the Goyim doing. I'm going to go to same locations. I'm going to do, you know, to be entrapped in the web, in the spider web, that is going to be like the octopus, that to be able to grab me down. That's the lo lidei avera. This is one of the things I will be praying for every day in the morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, I should not fall into lidei avera. Lidei means, officially speaking, from the Lashon, the language of Yad, the hands of avera. What do you mean? Avera has hands, Yetzer Hara, Satan has hands. The answer is yes. Their hands are like the web, spider web. If you don't act upon it right away, it's like the way that a fly is caught in the spider web. In the beginning, it could run away. It stays a little bit longer. The spider comes after him. There's going to be major, major amounts of, strings attached to the extent that he cannot run away. You cannot run away. So this is lidei avera, the hands of avera. It's going to be caught like the octopus is going to catch its, is going to be entrapped over there. So therefore, this is the nekuda, that there is such a thing as pictures of Gedolei Israel being hung in a person's house, is going to be zoche, to be saved a lot of times, and to be influenced to be enthusiastic, running after Torah and Mitzvot.